SNY, our TV partner. Hi, SNY. You did a nice little thing today. You dropped a nice little list that I have not prefaced the boys on the show to check out. They dropped the list on All-Star Week, the top 10 New York athletes right now.
Interesting.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. I think it's time to debate the list. All right, SMY, you did this list. Here we go. It was an hour ago they dropped it. What are you going to go, 10 to 1 or 1 to 10?
Go 10 to 1.
All right. Number 10, Dexter Lawrence, defensive tackle, New York Giants.
Okay.
All right. I think we could all agree probably the most marketable, best Giant at the moment.
Right.
Okay.
He's a great dude.
Yeah.
Lovable and awesome.
Number 9, Sabrina Ionescu. Now, she is the star of the team that actually might be the closest to winning the championship. They did go to the WNBA Finals last year.
That's true.
I don't have a problem. And number 9, I'm fine with that.
Probably could be higher, but go ahead.
Yes. Number 8, Artemi Panarin, the bread man for the New York Rangers.
Mm, you like that?
I will finish my thoughts on Artemi Panarin.
Over or underrated?
I love Artemi Panarin. I understand that you can't put 5 Rangers on one list is all I will say.
Stop.
There is already a Ranger. I will say there's a Ranger not on this list that's better than Panarin.
That's so overrated, you're saying.
Yeah, so I don't like this placement based on that. Okay, here we go. Wait, you're not doing the numbers. This is just me. Number 7. I didn't even see this. Brandon Nimmo, who's been Mr. Clutch for the Mets of late, and I understand that SNY's putting this out. With all due respect, sport to sport, Brandon Nimmo is not a better player at baseball than Artemi Panarin is at hockey.
Hmm. Well, the problem is also right now.
He's
clutch.
But they're not playing hockey right now. So Nimmo more recency
bias. They're
not
playing football and Dexter Lawrence is
No, but my point is the baseball players are going to be higher on the list in theory because it's right now.
It's recency. Correct. You're thinking about them.
Yeah.
And Nimmo's been hot as hell over the last month.
Yep.
Oh, my God. All right. Yeah, I have more of an issue with Brandon Nimmo the more I go on about this. Number 6, Sauce Gardner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably should be higher, but...
Oh, but this is SMY. You're sneaky. Now I'm really looking at this. Number 5, Igor Shesterkin.
Why are you not okay with that?
I'm okay. Igor should be in the top 5.
Okay, exactly.
I am okay with it.
I agree.
Because now you can start making the case Igor could be number 1, and I think that you could start making the case for everybody left, okay?
Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you something. Number 4, Francisco Lindor. All right?
Agreed.
Number 3.
Leader.
Juan Soto.
100%.
Number 2, Aaron Judge.
Well, who's number 1?
Jalen Brunson.
It's good to be king.
Now,
wow.
Top 10 New York athletes right now, and this is what's so good about this.
No Aaron Rodgers?
Well, yes! Aaron Rodgers is not on the list! Ooh. Sauce Gardner's the only Jet.
Spicy.
That's
spicy.
So SNY is telling you Dexter Lawrence is a better New York athlete right now than Aaron Rodgers.
Well, Aaron hasn't played. You haven't seen it.
Oh, but so still Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, but he was great in Green Bay, but we haven't seen it here in New York yet. Don't you have to play? You got to have some accomplishment?
I mean, we could project a little bit, can't we?
Of course we can.
He still was the Jet quarterback technically under contract last year.
But he didn't play.
So no Aaron Rodgers on the list. No Gerrit Cole. The guy won the Cy Young last year.
But he's also hurt. He was also hurt.
Okay, but now he's back.
I know, but he's not.
Jalen Brunson got hurt at the end of the playoffs. He's got a cast on his hand right now.
And look what he did despite being hurt.
SMY. You guys are hot stuff. Gerrit Cole wins the Cy Young list, and you put Brandon Nimmo on his list over Gerrit Cole. And you know me with Aaron Rodgers.
Tell me, Brandon Nimmo,
not a better athlete right now than Aaron Rodgers.
Tell me the qualification of the list.
So, here we go. Rules for selections, honorable mentions, and more here.
Let's hear it.
Let it load up. Okay. SMY's digital staff has ranked the top 10 New York athletes right now. To be considered for the list, a player must have already played for a New York team, meaning Brian Burns wasn't eligible.
Right, and then by kind of that same thinking, neither was Aaron Rodgers.
Here's the caveat. This is where they are, hot stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, if a player has played sparingly since coming to New York, Aaron Rodgers, or has missed most of the season, Gerrit Cole, they were not included in this ranking.
They gave those specific examples.
That is such bush.
That is awesome.
No, that sounded
well done,
like
SNY.
No, come on. Aaron Rodgers and Gerrit Cole got to be in the list.
You got to play first. You got to make us love you first.
Well, Gerrit Cole, we've already loved.
It's this year.
Right now?
Yes.
Gerrit Cole's last start was pretty damn good versus Baltimore.
True.
This you know what this reeks to me? SNY, we love you.
It's current.
Great, sweet. I'm going to be at Citi Field tonight.
Is there also a caveat for
Brandon Nimmo? Come on.
Current? Or last seasons?
Well, Artemi Panarin, everybody had a problem with in the playoffs in Florida not scoring. They made sure to put him on the list.
But they were great.
And I would have put Adam Fox ahead of him, for the record. I just have a major problem. I'm surprised Mikal Bridges didn't make this list.
I don't see Josh Hart. I don't see OG Anunoby. I don't see Dante DiVincenzo. I don't see Julius Randle.
It's not a Knicks list.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers played just as much as OG Anunoby. So if he's not on it.
So what teams are omitted? The Islanders?
The Islanders, the Devils, and the Nets.
And the Nets.
And obviously no soccer team. So, look, I'm just saying, SNY protected itself by putting a second man on the line. And no Pete Alonso either.
No Pete Alonso, no Garrett Wilson, no Breanna Stewart.
No Edwin Diaz.
Edwin Diaz.
Well, I mean,
Clay Holmes was an all-star. I don't see him on the list.
Gleyber Torres.
Have all of these guys earned it right now? I mean, seriously, think about it. Think of current or last seasons. That's how you have to think of it.
So essentially what SMY did here was put together a list on the All-Star break for us to debate, which is all fun, and said, hey, you know that last month and a half where Brandon Nimmo had a lot of big hits? Well, we're going to make him one of the top 10 at New York athletes right now and completely ignore that Gerrit Cole just mowed down the Orioles and won the Cy Young
this
year. That's a disgrace.
Honestly,
that's an absolute disgrace.
As great as Juan Soto is, he's not third on the list. He just got here. He's not third on the list.
Juan Soto is absolutely third.
No, he's not absolutely third on the list.
The Yankees and Liberty are the closest teams to a championship right now.
Who would you replace?
I mean, Sean is... this is where Sean doesn't know how to pick his children. You're telling me that Igor isn't better right now in terms of what he's done for the Ranger franchise than Juan Soto? Juan Soto has...
You don't want to get me with a couple drinks to have an honest conversation about Igor, because I'm not ready to have it.
Oh, you agree with me that he's soft?
Not hating on Igor. Henrik Lundqvist gets a couple shutouts in the playoffs that Igor didn't get. And I'm not paying Igor Shesterkin $12 million. He can walk. We can allocate resources elsewhere.
Oh,
you want real Sean on the Rangers in July? I love
no,
Igor Shesterkin.
No, I don't think so, because you're going to make your Ranger fans hate you.
And the guy,
I think people would agree with me if they're really honest about it.
The guy on the Rangers that looks just like me was better than Adam Fox.
Alexei Lafreniere.
Yeah, where's Laf?
Where's Laffy?
Panarin is not better, or Fox.
Let me tell you right now, who's the better athlete right now? The playoff we just had from Alexei Lafreniere or Brandon Nimmo? Nimmo's the problem. He can't be on
there. No, Nimmo's great on there. Right now,
Nimmo's great.
He had an all-star great first half. And Garrett Wilson over Sauce?
Tommy, do me a favor. Call SMY. Who made this list? Who was the guy we met at the suite? Joe DiMeo?
And Connor...
Connor Rogers. Were they on this?
Oh, I have no idea.
Were they on this panel? Find out.
I'll go down
there. I got a major issue with DiMeo here. DiMeo, ask him a couple questions.
And you're cool with JB being over Aaron Judge?
JB, what he just did with the salary, puts him at number one. Okay?
Yeah.
I've said nice things about the Jets and the Knicks today. Don't try me on a third.
I don't see Soto at three. I don't. I don't think he's done enough.
You're out of your mind.
He's done enough in baseball, but for the Yankees, for New York, Juan Soto is not number three. Just not.
I mean, Juan Soto's made them a World Series contender, but okay. To each his own.
Okay. But Aaron Rodgers not on the list, but Juan Soto is.
And Rodgers didn't play.
Yeah.
Okay, but Juan Soto plays every day. 3 months.
He plays every day.
He's played for 3 months.
And he's been great.
Juan Soto's already done more as a Yankee than Rodgers likely will ever do as a Jet.
And I got a question here.
It's 5:18. I'm going to hit you with these now.
And we'll move on real quick. But I got
four more years.
I got a question. A Ranger fan knocking Igor.
Not knocking. I told you he should be top five.
Okay.
I don't have an issue with him not being one.
You wouldn't have gotten to where you got without Igor this year. You and I both know that.
I agree.
This is true.
Didn't get further because he wasn't greater.
No, didn't get further because you decided to sit in a suite instead of this ticket you bought.
Don't blame me. You're the one who put this life on me. 888-808-1019. Steven in the Jersey Shore. Steven, what's up?
What's up, Steven?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All's
love
good.
The show. So my question is specifically for Sean. So obviously I heard you reference before Mike Lombardi, you know, the former NFL GM who's had some harsh comments about the Giants and how they're not building the right franchise.
I think he's making an entire media living out of bashing the Giants for the last 2 years.
It's good to be the
What's your thoughts on that?
What's my thought? I would love to see Hard Knocks cameras that 1 year he had in Cleveland when they were an unmitigated disaster and tell me that they have no identity or direction, as he seems to think the Giants don't. That's my thoughts on it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, I think it's we honestly, we have no idea. We have no idea what any of these teams are really going to look like. I guess the Kansas City Chiefs are one. The Buffalo Bills, maybe. Actually, but probably even less on the Buffalo Bills now.
There is more unknown.
Right, because they've turned over. Right, they have double tight ends. Diggs is gone. Both their safety, or Poyer's still there, right?
No, I think Poyer's gone.
So both the safeties are gone.
Right?
Right.
Who was the other safety?
Hyde.
Hyde, okay.
Micah Hyde and Poyer, they're both gone. Like, it's... Like, they're a different team. So I can't even say I know what the Bills are going to look like. So how can we sit here and say...
I know what they're going to look like. McDermott fumbling all over himself in a playoff game.
Right, but how can we sit here and say, well, I know exactly what the Giants are going to be. I know exactly what their identity is going to be. You have no idea.
You can't.
You just have to trust their process. And the one thing I do know is that Brian Daboll, while he is a little rough around the edges, he admitted it in last episode, not this past one, but the one before last week, that he can get hot-blooded. But I think a lot of those guys get it. Like, the players get it. And they know that they have to earn their space with him. And there's something to that. That's, you want to talk about what your culture, that's your culture, right? You have to earn your playing time. And as long as they have success, I think that fiery brand that he has is not going to be an issue.
I just don't know how you watch any of these episodes and go, the Giants don't have any identity. I guess the basis is Saquon Barkley left. The identity is very clear. They're talking to their defensive coordinator. They're going to get after the court. Their identity is going to be getting after the quarterback with elite pass rush. And you could say they're not going to be able to do it with the quarterback. Their attempt is they're going to throw the ball down the
right,
field.
Right, trying to protect Daniel Jones.
Daboll is taking over the play calling. They've stocked up on the O-line to try to get the better protection. And they just drafted Malik Nabers and are high on drafting Jalin Hyatt the year before. Their identity is they want to attack the ball down the field and make sure they have an O-line to do it.
I agreed.
So I how hard is it to see that? That doesn't mean they'll be successful,
right,
but that is their identity.
And they have 12 running backs.
Right, yes.
They have a thud.
The idea being two of them got to be good.
Right, yeah, exactly. We got burners all over the place.
Eric Gray could make the Pro Bowl. He could be in the CFL.
He could. Dante Miller could come out of nowhere as a free agent in the offseason and nobody was paying attention to because he was denied access to the draft.
You and I were. We were with each other when that signing.
That's right.
I forget where we were, but that happened. 888-808-1019. Zach in Massapequa. Zach, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show.
Thank you, man.
First things first, Garrett Wilson should be on that list.
Agreed.
I don't understand how...
Over who? You know, over Nimmo?
I mean, I'm a diehard Mets fan. Brandon Nimmo probably shouldn't be on that list.
No, it sounds like Loogie made the list.
Yeah. It's recency bias. It's a recency thing, Zach. You know that. It's recency. He's been so hot.
It sounds like the Mets play on SNY.
Oh, my God. They forgot another one, too.
another thing I wanted to bring up really quick. So, yeah, it's a shame, Garrett Wilson. I wanted to talk about a little hockey here, a little Igor.
Sure.
You talked about his contract. You said you wouldn't pay him $12 million. What's the highest you go? 9.5, 10?
That's where I run myself into trouble. How high would I go? All I know is this. I think Igor Shesterkin is awesome. Thanks for the call, Zach. Clearly, I'm thrilled that he's the Ranger goalie. But reports have come out this offseason that he's basically going to want to reset the record for goaltenders being paid. I'm trying to be smart. Like, I would say this about Saquon Barkley. I've seen the Rangers go through awesome runs of not being able to afford high-end scoring because they paid Henrik Lundqvist a lot, and guess what? They fell short.
Yeah, but isn't the goalie, in theory, the most important?
You would think. However,
it's not like Saquon. The running back is not your most important position.
So you, in theory, need great goaltending. But if you run through the recent Stanley Cup champions for anybody who, and there's not a lot of you that pay attention to hockey outside, like when the Colorado Avalanche won, does everybody remember the goalie was? It was Darcy Kemper, who's now a backup in the league. Jordan Binnington won it with the Blues. All these guys who have won, they've won because of their five power and the stars.
Yeah.
The great, great goalies have not been. The Panthers were a well-stacked team. Bobrovsky actually started last year as a backup. He got hot. They weren't paying him a lot of money.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying they didn't win by being able to outscore their opponent. In fact,
they
ended up ultimately winning because they got back to what they do best, which is frustrate the hell out of you and keep it at three pucks in the net.
And Bobrovsky was awesome, but if Bobrovsky's making $12 million a year, they don't have some other people, they don't win the cup.
Oh, I agree. I agree with you.
So that's all I'm saying is... In a perfect world, of course, I want Igor Shesterkin to be here forever and ever and ever. But if I'm being smart in building the New York Rangers and I'm looking at this a year down the road, I'm sorry. You have to make tough times to decisions about the uniform. Igor, for as much as we love you, you could kick rocks for 12 minutes. That's the way I feel.
You know what? I'm looking at this SNY list still, the top 10 athletes.
I was going to give you the honorable mentions. I got them.
Okay, so I'm reading the rules here again. So Cole is not, you know, eligible.
Because he missed too much of this current season.
Does that apply for Julius Randle? Because I'm sorry. Julius Randle, this is more disrespect. This guy is a three.
Well, they said that. He didn't play enough.
Did he not play enough? Is that what they're saying? I want to hear that because this is a three-time All-Star, top 25 player.
You want the honorable
NBA.
Mention list before or after break?
Go here. Go.
Julius Randle, OG Anunoby, Mikal Bridges, Josh Hart, and Dante DiVincenzo.
Shut up. Yeah, you're joking. You're naming all the Knicks now?
They're all on here.
They're all on the honorable mention.
Pete Alonso, Francisco Alvarez, who also has been hurt a lot this year, Garrett Wilson, Quinnen Williams, Adam Fox.
No Quincy.
Breanna Stewart, and this one, Chris Kreider.
Oh.
I mean, who had a better playoff than Chris Kreider? I know you didn't have the wingy Philipport versus the Panthers.
I mean, Lafreniere was great.
He willed them in that at the end of that Carolina series.
All right, I think Randall should be on the list. And frankly, Juan Soto is great,
not one of the top 10
players. Julius Randle has done more in New York than Juan Soto. That's not arguable.
I honestly think, Louie, though, it's just this past current season or the immediate past season.
Because as a matter of fact, the Giants have an all-pro on their team. His name is Andrew Thomas. Right. He was hurt most of the year. He should be on the list.
Right.
Andrew Thomas is better than Julius Randle.
And he's not even on the honorable. But the entire Knick roster.
Jonah Mayo forgot about him.
Championship team. They have every player on it.
888-808-1019.